Okay, so we're going to go through Shin Yadalad, and Vajrasajam will also talk about opening packages. So we'll just start with Shin Yadalad Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nun Amud Beis says, Hi Sakini Debene Orvi, a knife that's stuck into the bricks of a binyan. So the halacha is if you put it in the wall before Shabbos, you could take it out and put it back. And otherwise, it's aser. What's the aser? L'chora, it's because it's like kodeach, which is bona. So if it's a kli, like putting the knife into a barrel, so then it's an eser d'rabbanan, assuming it's not aser l'hachnas l'chotzi. So it's in this context that there is the famous discussion in the Trumas Hadeshen about a psik resha for a derabbanan. Trumas Hadeshen Simen Samach Dalid says that Nira Dahai Sakin Hatakua Bechavis Ayri Shotiuhu Vechnisuhu Kvar Bechol Delav Psik Resha Hushi Yosef Benekev Medemaisi Alam Sakin Debeni Orvi Dotsa Beshalfa. So the Trumas Hadeshen here is talking about whether you could put this knife back into the barrel, and is it going to add into the hole or not? And the Beis Yosef writes, we'll see. The Beis Yosef discusses this at the beginning of the Simen regarding a binyan and at the end of the Simen regarding a barrel. So, according to Trumas Hadeshen, it's aser if it's a psik resha for a melacha deoraisa, because, like we said, making a hole in the wall is an iser deoraisa bona. But if it's a psik resha for a melacha derabanan, then the Trumas Hadeshen says it's mutter. And he brings a raya from the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that you're allowed to pour water from. You want to stay up a little bit? Okay. You're allowed to pour water, and even though it's gonna in your chatzar, even though it's inevitably gonna go into the karmelis, because you're not miskaven that it go outside. So even though it's a psik resha, it's mutter. That's what the Mordechai says. So from here, the Trumas Hadeshen says we see a general principle that a psik resha for nisud rabbanan is mutter. So the Magen Avraham over here still for the raya. He says no. There, even if the water were to go into a shus harabim, it's not an iser. We talked about this earlier in the year, actually, when we talked about psik resha begrama. But basically, it's not aser because you're not pouring into the shus harabim; it's just rolling into the shus harabim, and therefore. Therefore, they made an iser by Carmelis, by Rosh Hashanah. They didn't make an iser by Carmelis. Now, it sounds like from the Trumas Hadeshen that even if it's a psik resha nichalei and nisud rabbanan, it's aser. The Magen Avraham, as I said, Sifkan Dala disagrees.
Mutter.
It's mutter, yes, thank you. It's mutter. So the Magen Avraham disagrees, and he asks from a number of places. First of all, one we talked about more recently, Shin Tes Zayin Sif Dalid, you're not allowed to put a machatzelas al gabi kaveres if it's a psik resha. The Magen Avraham is assuming that dvorim are ein b'mino nitzod. It could be the Trumas Hadeshen side, yesh b'mino nitzod. We saw already, I have to double check, that was already a machlokas, and as we saw from the Beis Yosef, how to treat dvorim. But the Magen Avraham brought a number of other rais as well, that l'chora were machmir. We paskin aser lagara safsal. You can't pull a heavy bench even on the ground, even if it's only harisha klachar yad. So it's a psik resha for nisud rabbanan. It's aser to. We talked about the last malacha, the letters on the cake. That's certainly a nisud rabbanan and a psik resha. Simen resha ayin zayin. You can't open the delas. Keneged haner, if it's psik resha shiachabe, even though it's malach shen shiachal gufa. So the Magen Avraham brought a number of places where l'chora we are machmir on a psik resha for nisud rabbanan. from the Shulchan Aruch over here, meaning Shinu Dalet Aleph, you get the impression that he paskins lahakel like the Truma Sadashan. The Mechaber writes, "Im hayasak and takua me'erav Shabbos b'chavis mutar lahotzio lachniso shemayinu miskavin lahosif." Even though it's a psik resha, the Ramah is machmir. The Ramah writes, "Im lahotzio miba odiyom aser tahave psik resha dosi nekev u'pesach lachavis." The Ramah is consistent in Shin Lamed Zayin Beis as well as other places. The Magen Avram is Machmir as well. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Magen Avram is Machmir. He brings a raya from the Gemara that we talked about earlier in the year by Mir Hadassim. The Mishnah Berurah over here is Machmir as well. But the Magen Avram does agree that a psik resha de lo nichale when it's mekalkel and kalachar yad is mutter. So that's why here maybe it really should be mutter, he says, because even though he says the minhag is to be machmir, because you don't need the guma in the kosel, and it's mekalkel and it's kalachar yad. But lemaisa, the Magen Avraham and the accepted halacha is against this trumas hadashen. But so the Magen Avraham, though, again as we discussed, might agree in a double drabanan, a triple drabanan, maybe the Magen Avraham is also in Sof Simen Reish Nun Gimel, we discussed, is Moda by Amira Lenachri for Psik Resha. In other words, we don't treat that as a normal Psik Resha for Nesed Rabbanan, we discussed over there. Now, one of the very interesting things you see from this Trumas Hadeshen that comes up over here is the concept of Karov Lipsik Resha. When the Trumas Hadeshen is talking about the Sakin and the Kosel, he says it's Kim'at Psik Resha, Shiyosif Nekev. And this is a very important idea, because we always talk about Psik Resha, we think of Psik Resha as 100%. Well, what about if it's not 100%? What if it's almost 100%? I can't put numbers. 99%, 95%, it's not certainly going to happen, but it's almost certainly going to happen. Do we treat that as a psik resha? So, sounds like we do. If you look over here in Sif Aleph, also in Sif Yud Beis, again, Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud Beis, as Mishnah Berurah Nun Beis points out, here it's kim'at psik resha, and still we are machmir. Even though it sounds like it's not vade mamish. In other words, the fact that you could say, well, you know, once in a blue moon, this doesn't happen, It still doesn't make it aser. Just one second. I have to excuse myself. I hear some kids. You want to take her out? Try giving her more milk, yeah. Okay. Fine.
Let me explain the general principle of the putting the knife into the wall. Why is that binyan? It's kodeach.
Kodeach. Yeah.
What's that do?
Drilling. So it's taking. Why is it bona? Hakodeach kol shehu, right? That's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says at the beginning. So why is kodeach chayev? Usually it will be bona. It's part of, I assume.
But we saw Mahogis Rav and Shmuel that it's kodeach kol shehu. And the more answers, if you shmuel, you actually had to put something into it, no? You actually put something into it as like a hanger, like a peg.
To be bone, yeah.
But if you just made a hole, why? What's the trans suggestion? It's automatically bone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. I have to look. That's a good question. I'll get back to you. So we have over here the concept of kimat psik resha. L'chora, the Rishonim argue about this in a number of places. One place is in the Meiri. The Meiri holds like the sounds like this Trumas Hadeshen, Sandaf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. His lesson there is Kol Shu Psik Resha Af. Kol shehu bekarov lipsik reisha b'shadavar matzoi nikra ha'osef poritz gadev roi l'klala. So it sounds like karov lipsik reisha is also asar. There's a famous Ritva and Ksubis, which I think people know because the beginning of Ksubis, Daf Hamad Beis, do a maschil halacha, talking about by being boel bilas mitzvah Shabbos, and he writes alachik amar dekevan sheish bekiyan b'ataya she'ein bo dam ve'ein bo pesach ve'afshar she'is dam ein kain ein zepsik reisha ve'lo yamas dechol she'afshar she'lo yase isra afilu b'tzad rachok lo chashiv psik reisha ve'lo yamas. The rich was medayik. Sounds like it's absolutely inevitable, right? 100% of the time. So we have here a machlokas rishonim. Could be that this relates to the famous chakira of Rabbi Chanan. It's psik reisha chad maisa. In which case, maybe it's only if it's 100%. Or is it totally in the fact that he's mechavin lekach, in which case 95% or 99% karvel psik reisha would be considered a psik reisha as well. We also mentioned in a previous malacha that Rashi goes even further. Rashi in Zvachim and Daf Tzadi Aleph says by Ziluf that even if you're doing it in a way that's inevitable, but if it could theoretically be done in a different way that isn't inevitable, it's still not a psik reisha. The Shilte Giborim quoted that when he was explaining Shitas HaRashba by Tzad. Anyhow, L'chora again, we're Machmir on Yishayla. That's what it sounds like from Sif Yud Beis over here in Siman Shin Yud Dalet. Okay, turning to Sif Beis. So it's Mevor in the Gemara that if you have a hole that was closed up, if it's a steam of ma'alia, like it's lamata menashmarim in a barrel, which has to be very, very tightly sealed, so then you can't open it up on Shabbos because that would be like making a new hole from scratch. But if it's not a steam of ma'alia, like it's above the shmarim, then it's mutter. So this comes up in many modern contexts. For example, they ask Rav Moshe, what about the cartons and milk? The cardboard cartons and milk. So they said maybe this should be mutter because it's a neck of yasha. And after all, this was open and they closed it and they glued it shut. And also we'll see in Siv Gimel that even for the machmirim that are machmir when they're so same, a neck of aldashalo lotzio sha'asar, right? We'll see some say that anytime it was meant to be permanently sealed, even if it's above the shmar, it's asar. But here it's aldas lotzio. So Rav Moshe, this is in Chelek Dalitz and Emches, disagrees. He said, it's still Aser. Why? Because since, even though it's on top, but Lamaisa, they're so smim, Hanekev Yafa Yafa, right? When the milk cartons are glued shut, they're sealed very, very tightly. The truth is that even here, in those things, if you break it at the glue, you'd have to deal with a different issue also of Korea. It also happens to be that usually, I think, when you open those cartons of milk, you don't actually open up the exact old hole that was there, but it's sort of, the glue is stuck there. Often you open up a new one. Lamaisa, that's why Rav Moshe thought that even though opening up a hole which was not sealed so tightly would be mutter on Shabbos, But the milk cartons, because it's a steam amaliasa, are aser. But if you have a neck of yashan that was nistam, let's say, like a juice box, so that certainly would be okay. We'll get more into that in one moment. So turning to Siv Vav, it says in the Mishnah, so Rashi says, "Shelo yase pesach na'e." That's what nasias kli means. So even though it's mutter to be shover sachavis to get the food inside of it, let's say, but nasias pesach yafe is aser. What's a Pesach Yafa? What's Aser? So the Gemara says if it's Lach Misur Otsi, then it's a Misur Dereis, as the Rambam explains, because it's not going to be Patish. But there were Gozer, even if it's just a Pesach Lahotzi, that's also Midrabanan, lest you make a Pesach Yafa Lach Misur Lahotzi. So if you just chop off the top of this Chavis, So that's mutter. As we talked about last time, for Tosfos that stuff, we're talking about mustaki. According to the Ran, it's not any type of barrel as long as it's less than 40 saw. And what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch is, I don't ask a hookah. To be mutter, you need to... to be mutter, you have to have two conditions. Number one is lav lepesach mechavein, and according to Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, stavka mustaki. Now this, as is also clear over here from the Shulchan Aruch, is when you're actually taking off part of the barrel. But if it's not part of the barrel, even though it's covering the barrel, like, I don't know, in a modern context, a metal beer cap or something like that, or a shalgali achavis, so then it is mutter. Turning to Sif Zion, so in the Shulchan Aruch here, because over there, why should it be usher? Sorry, 1 second. Okay, so I can't help you. Yeah, I have to ask Ahuva, or otherwise I can't help you. Yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
You're making a Pesach.
No, you're not. When you take off a cover that's on it, you're not making a Pesach because it hasn't been integrated. You're not breaking off the top of the... It's not like... to be matiz rosh achavis besarif. And even that's mutter, when you're not machaber pesach yafa. And it's certainly not like making a neck of bitsida, where you're making a hole in the barrel. Over here, you're just taking off the cover. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes at the end of Sifav. The limko hamagufa lamala mutter, the lav lepesach achavin, chen derech lasas pesach lamala, Ela notel as notel kol amagufa.
Why is it spar havana? Why didn't you say because you're not? It's not integrated.
Well, you, that's what he's saying. He's saying you don't make a pesach, so there's no gzeira de rabbanan in there. Because what you would do is notel kol amagufa. But you see that we're taking for granted that being notel hamagufa would be mutter. If you're mechavein to make a pesach in the megufa would be asher. But what I'm saying is that when you take off the cover of the beer bottle, so then you're not making a pesach at all. You're just being notel as a megufa. So it's pasher, it's asher.
And taking off the megufa, okay.
So turning to Siv Zion. So in the Shulchan Aruch over here, we have basically two machloksin. It's the Lashon is a little bit magumgum, as the Taz points out, but there's really two issues here. Number one is it mutter to take off the tzirim, shenolim b'hamatevos, let's say, I can't know, when, let's say, the table, if a key is lost. So Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos says that's aser, because that's stira b'kli gamur. And the Rima Kinun says that's mutter, because it's a stira grua, because you don't have to break anything. You're just taking it off by the hinges. At least that's the way the Taz reads it. And the Shulchan Aruch is machriya lahachmir, so he brings the Rima Kinun as a yeshomer. We'll read it inside in a second, and we'll see it clearly. And then the second issue that comes up here in the Shulchan Aruch is a mutter to break the lock if it's made out of wood. Tosfos and the Rashi machmir l'shitasam, that it's directly gamor. The mekilim, like the ureim, hold that ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. So it'd be mutter to break the lock. And the Gra over here points out that's the sheet of the Ran and the Rashi and Sif Aleph. What's, again, as we noted last time, the Hachra, the Shulchan Aruch, is a little strange, because here he brings the Mekilim, whereas in Sif Aleph, he doesn't. The Marshal, what about the Magen Avraham, is might make a passion to us. I'll just read that inside, right? Chos Moshe Bekelim, kigon shita table migdal shakisa shalan kosher lahen b'chavel yachol atiro olachatcha b'sakin olahatir kliyaso v'dafka kein kshira kshiras chavel kiyotzei bau avo posacha shaleitz v'shal mataches aser lahafkiya l'shaber debekelim nami shayach binyan gamor v'stir gmor. So that's a machmer shita from Sif Aleph. Unitam zeh aser lahasil chirim Shakurin Gunzish, Shachoria Tevim, Navar HaMafteach. So that was the first Shita that we said before, the opinion of the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos. V'yesh Matirin Bizu, so that's the Rimi Kinon. U'vishviras Posacha Shal Tevos. Yesh matir v'yesh oser, so that's telling whether you have yesh binyan stir of bekelim. The machmirim would be tosfos, the mekilim would be the ran or the ireya. V'yesh lahatir al yedei enu yehudi, and the hachra here of the Shulchan Aruch is to be made al yedei guy. Okay, turning to Sif Ches, so here we have the svara of the kolbo, which we discussed earlier, that there's a mashal. Choslo shel tamarim, the gross. Im hakisui kosher v'chevel, mate v'soser shar shiros ha-chevel, v'fotech afil v'sakin. Afilu gufan shel choslos, shekol zeh kimo sheshover egozim oshkedim kidei litol ha-ochal shebohem. So the question is, under what circumstances do you need this mashal of it's kilo shover esa goes in? It's like breaking open the nut. Is this matir so ser umatir? Is it matir the malach of so ser? Is it matir the malach of matir? Breaking open the knot. So that we discussed earlier. Now, maybe you'd think that it's only matir shvacha things. The Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Yud Gimel over here, says that. Kli gamor pshita sha'aser. Now the question is, if it's a shvacha kli in the first place, so then why do you even need this mashal of the kolbo that is domet to the egos? Now there's anyway we know shover adam es achavis. So the question is, what do we need this mashal for? So as we talked about earlier, when we saw this the first time, there are a number of Rishon in the Smag, and this is the Pashtus, I think, in the Kolbo. They actually hold that this mashal is very powerful. It would permit breaking open something that would ordinarily be aser. But if you're going to say that it's not matir kli gamor, so then the question is, when exactly do you need this fara? So we're going to see, maybe now we'll talk a little bit about opening packages, because this is, this mashal of the kolbo, we'll see, is quoted by a number of the poskim, among them the Chazon Ish, to actually permit opening a lot of different things. So we've already talked about opening packages in a number of different contexts. We talked about it recently in Mochek. I saw an interesting thing. Someone who listens to the Shiurim sent me a psak. He asked Rav Reuven Feinstein about opening up sugar packets on Shabbos. David Brownstein, and he writes letters to many of the great poskim, and he asked Reb Reuven, and Reb Reuven told him that his brother Reb David is Makel, and even though you're going to rip through the letters when you open up this package, since you're never going to write on a sugar packet, you're just going to throw it in the garbage immediately. So, and mochek is only aser if it's amanas lichtov. So there's not even mochek to rabbanon over here, even though you're breaking through the letters. Now, I would have thought, well, if you really hold it, that's far to be true for all packaging. Because nobody ever writes on, if I have a bigger package, slightly bigger package, a package of potato chips, I also am not going to write on it. But he felt, I'm not entirely sure I understand this, that it's only something that's totally mufka from ksiva, like the sugar packets. Anyway, interesting. It's only aser midrabanan in the case where it's shayach to be amenas lechto.
Or parsha.
Right. Right. Something that's shalom amenas lechto that you would never be kosev on. Anyhow. But so normally, obviously, I think the pashtus, it's a bit chiddush, and we would try to avoid ripping through the letters. We talked about pictures. Now, by the way, also, we're talking today, right now, about psikration of Shem's coming. I would assume that, let's say, you're opening up a package and you're not, you know, there's a good chance you're going to rip through the letters if you open it. You're going to try to avoid it, but it's not, you know, you might make it, you might not. 70% chance you'll end up ripping, 30% chance you won't. I would think that's mutter. I would think that's a Darav Sheni Miskavim. In which case, even if you did end up ripping the letters, you wouldn't have to worry. But if it's inevitable, and as we saw, maybe cover of lipsicratia, it sounds like from here also machmir, so then you should avoid it. Now, the iser that relates to our simen in terms of opening packaging is the melacha stira. So as we saw, you could be shover sachavis, lechol masha b'tocho, and as we know, Tosa says that's dafka mustaki. Rashi says, regardless, ein binyan stira kalim. Now, here too, by the way, the Ran, the Miuchas L'Ran, says the svara of the food being batel to the packaging being batel to the food within it, which is why it's mutter. So, now applying that to our packaging, so I would have thought that, well, let's leave out cans for a moment. Cans we'll get back to because they might present more of an issue because they're stronger. But we'll have to see if that makes any difference. But let's say the typical packaging, like a bag of potato chips or pretzels or candy. So l'chora, that should be mutter to rip it open, to rip open the package, assuming you're not ripping letters, is mamish doma to shover adam esachavis. And that's going to be okay. And the reason is to rip it open is mutter, is because lekulei alma, because here it's mustaki, right? All the packaging that we have, basically, which is all disposable packaging, you open it and you throw it out when you're done, is lechora mustaki. Now,
what about Pesach Miskavim?
I'm sorry?
What about Pesach Miskavim?
Oh, so what about Pesach Miskavim? So we're going to get up to that in a moment. We didn't really talk about that yet. But here, the question is, what is the chashash? When are we concerned about Pesach na humiskavein? And when is it like the mission of Shover Adam Asachavis? So what's considered a Pesach na? When are we, we aser? So this is not at all clear. And that's why many poskim say that the only way to open these things is to rip it open in a way that destroys the packaging. And that's certainly when you wreck the packaging, and now this is useless as a container, so less man de palig, that's not a Pesach Yafe. However, I would have thought, and this is the position of Rav Willig, that if you open up a package all the way on top, you don't rip it open along the sides and make a big mess and the like. You just open it up all the totally through the across the top. That's not a Pesach Yafa. That's just opening. That's like Shover Adam Esachavis. That's opening up the whole top, and you don't have to. You don't have to do more than that. Again, there are chokim, and probably it's a good idea. The poskim all recommend in general, because there are so many disputes on these issues. To make, you know, to open up your packages before Shabbos, if you remember. But Rabbi Willig thought that Pesach Yafa, you know, we'll give examples in a moment of Pesach Yafa, but an open egg of a soda can, that's a Pesach Yafa. Because over there, it's a very meduyak Pesach, and it's very, it's perfect for its function. It's a specific size and shape. Whereas when you open it up all the way, and that's why, you know, let's say a bag of cereal. So even though, you should, I'm not sure you need to, but you should be machmir to open the bag up all the way. During the week, usually what do? You open it up halfway. Because if you open it up all the way, the cereal pours out too fast. Okay. So I'm not sure that's a Pesach Yafa either, but I could hear it. So, but if you open it up all the way, then the pashtus to me is that would not be considered a Pesach Yafa. So as I said before, when does this Shaila present itself as an issue? One place where the post can really all talk about this is regarding cans. There's a tremendous tshuva from Rav Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf Beis. It's a very long tshuva. I think the story goes that he wrote this tshuva when he was still in Russia, if you look in Luban, it says at the beginning of the tshuva, and he was put under house arrest. So he wrote this gigantic tshuva, and Imamish goes through the whole sugya. It's many, many enough, and it's a fascinating tshuva. So that's what Rav Moshe was talking about. You're allowed to open up these cans. So Rav Moshe says, well, if you hold like the Ran, it should be mutter, because the Ran says there's no stira b'kelim, and the Graz note to that opinion, Rashi, the Urayim, all those views. If you learn like Tosos, so the Rash l'chora, it should be aser, because cans are very strong, and you can't really call them mustiki. And therefore, l'chora, you should have to, it should be aser, because you should be choshish for their shita. But Rav Moshe says, well, maybe we could be mako, because it's going to be like he talks about choslos. So Moshe says that choslos, they would just use them once, and then they would be batel to the ochel inside of them, and therefore there's no iser of stira, just like when you're shover klipas egos. And therefore, he says, mikra din, it should be mutter. But he still wants, he's not so sure. And therefore, lemaisa, he's machmir in the end of the day. Basically, Rav Moshe writes, though, theoretically, he thinks that cans that, again, that you usually throw out after you're done. So these are fundamentally, like we said, opening up the nut, cracking the nut. That's the dimion that the Shulchan Aruch gives over here by choslos. Should be like peeling a banana. And therefore, even though Tosfos and the Rush are machmir, that yesh tira bekelim, here, it's okay, and there's no concern. Shema yasa Pesach Yafa. So lemaisa though, he's machmir. Why? Because first of all, some people don't throw out the cans when they're done, and maybe you will make some type of functional opening. And he says that if you do plan to use the can afterwards, let's say you're going to finish your corn and store your pencils in it, so then it would be making a kli. And therefore, it's aser.
You learn that when it's closed, it's not kli at all. I mean, that's a unique case.
That's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish holds, we'll get there in a moment, that when it's closed, not a kli. No, Rav Moshe says it's just like a barrel. It's totally a kli, right? So go back to the case of the barrel. When you open up a barrel, that is, the barrel's a kli, even when it's sealed. And when you, if you want to be, break it open, is that mutter? So according to Tosos, it's aser. According to Rashi, it's mutter. First he says we should be machmir, like Tosfos, but then he says, no, maybe this is more doma to Sifches, by choslos, because basically, what are these cans? They store the food, and as soon as you're done, you throw out the can. So it should be like choslos. Choslos are mutter lekulei alma, according to Shulchan Aruch, and that's because the packaging is batel to the food, because it's only, there's no chashivas to the packaging in and of itself, other than to store this food. When you're done this food, you throw out the package. So therefore, really, things make a right. And it's mutter. But Lamaisa, he's choshe, she's machmir, because some people don't throw out the can, so then it would be a problem. Avas yas pesach yafet. Okay, I'm going to put you to bed in just 1 second. Okay, Ziskait? And then he also... No, get it from upstairs. Then he also says you should be machmir. He quotes the Gemara Koflamites, that when you have people that aren't B'nai Torah, and he writes there's so much Chil Shabbos in our generation. So he's inclined not to be Mako. Now, the Chazon Ish has a different Mahalich. That's what you were looking for before. He assumes that a Kli that is a can which is sealed, so that is basically not a Kli. In other words, it's not like a barrel. When they seal the cans in the factory, that's, in a certain sense, an act of stira. And it's not a kli any longer. And therefore, when you open it, that is a shaila, not a stira, that's the way Rav Moshe was looking at it, but an act of asiyas kli. That's the way the Chazon Ish is looking at it. You would think, according to the Chazon Ish, that you could be makel then, at least on Tfilas Kalim, because it's asiyah de Yisrael. Except he might not have been made over that either. But that's the way the Chazon Ish was looking at it. So the Chazon Ish was looking at it the exact opposite way of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe thought this was a shayla of stira. The Chazon Ish thought it was a shayla of asiyas kli. So if that's true, so then it's a much more chamor shayla. Because it's basically a shayla of bona. And... Now the Chazon Ish is certainly machmir, and he says that if you're going to use this afterwards, it's a shayla v'deoraisa. What about if you were to throw it out immediately? So it could be that would be okay. The poskim that wouldn't be considered a siyas kli, like we say by Makabe Patish, perhaps it's not miskavin livnos. But that's only if you throw it out immediately. And again, at least in the Chazon Ish's days, it was clearly common not to throw out cans immediately. People would reuse them, times of austerity. And therefore, Lemaise says it's absolutely aser. Now, it's conceivable. The Chazon Ish says, and even if, you know, you are planning to throw it out immediately, still it's aser. Because it, now, is it possible that the Chazon Ish would say, well, nowadays, nobody's ever heard of keeping a can, right? In the last 30 years, probably nobody ever did anything but to throw out their cans. So could be, you know, he would rule differently. It's not, it's hard to know. But the Chazon Ish was really concerned about a potential Isser Del Rice over here. Now, many disagreed with his Mahalich. Shlomo Zalman says it's very unintuitive to say that when they close the can, that's an act of stira in the factory. But that was the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. So Lemaisa nowadays, what should you do for cans? So again, it's probably best to open them up before Shabbos. But if you forget, so L'chore L'kulei Alma, it would be mutter to open it up in a way that destroys the can. So one suggestion that some poskim say is you make a hole in the bottom and then you open it up on top, then it's worthless. The Chazon Ish would say you're not making a kli. It's not a kli. It's nothing. It has a hole in the bottom and it's a hole on top. And Rav Moshe certainly would be makel in that case. Another etza, which is a lot easier, which certainly works for Moshe, many of the poskim suggest, I saw Simcha Bunim Kohn suggests this, is much easier. It's just to open it up halfway or three quarters of the way, bend the top back, and empty the contents that way, and that would be okay. That's certainly not a Pesach Yafeh. I will have even thought along similar lines that opening up a can of Coke, that might be mutter if you open it up halfway. In other words, not a very convenient way to drink, but you could pour it out, opening it up that way. He didn't, or Willa didn't like Rav Shlomo Zalman's kula, as we think we mentioned before. So, so going back to the issue of Korea, so as we mentioned, we have this kula of Choslos that comes up over here in Sifchas from the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo. And the question that we have to think about over here is, what is Choslos? So everybody's going to agree that if you, you know, the packaging is thrown out and destroyed after you open it, there will be no issue. The question is, what about if you keep it until after, until you finish the contents of the food? I open up a bag of pretzels. I don't want to eat the whole thing on Shabbos. You know, by the end of the week, it'll be done. Could we still say that's okay? So I saw that the Orach HaShabbos on page Shin Ayin has a nice diuk from the Mishnah and the Rash and Kalim, Perek Tez Zayin, Mishnah Hay, that choslos, they used to, I guess, sew these leaves together for the tamarim to ripen, and they are tahor. And the Rash explains because, just 1 minute more, okay, because tashmisho arai. And he said to the Pashtus, we're not talking about a case where you empty out all the tamarim from the chosel as soon as you open it. It sounds like we treat this as a temporary, as a shimush zmani, and that's not considered a shimush, and they still have a din of choslos, even though you're not going to empty it out right away. Now, he acknowledges that many of the contemporary poskim don't seem to assume that way, but it sounds very reasonable. The Rav Shlomo Zalman is also makel on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you take a look in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tes Ara Yud, and the Harus that follow, also say that if you're not going to reuse this bag and you're not making a Pesach Yafeh, it's mutter. And that's along the lines of what I said for Mary Willig as well, that is, if you open up the bag of chips, the bag of pretzels, and you open up certainly the bag on top all the way, then that's mutter. On the other hand, if you're making a Pesach Yafeh, it's an issue. So this is an issue in Eretz Yisrael, especially with the bags of milk. The post can discuss this a lot. There's something that I didn't understand actually in Orach HaShabbos, page 373 and 374. He writes that even Rav Shlomo Zalman, as I said, who's makel on that shaila, would be machmir for the bag of milk because of korea. Why? Because when you rip open the choslos, it's just to get out the contents. So that's why it's not korea, because it's like the shell of the nut. But anytime you're trying to make a nice opening, then it's a shaila of korea. Now, what I wasn't so sure about is if you say it's Korea, then why isn't opening up the can of soda Korea? We saw that Shlomo Zalman was makel on this. Okay. I'll be there in 1 second, okay? I guess he's presuming that the soda can is more lenient because you don't really care about the shape. You're just trying to get out the contents. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why. I didn't understand that exactly. And why don't you still say that the kli is batel to its contents? Because the maisa, there's no chashivas of the kli beyond that contents. I saw others quote Shlomo Zalman a little differently. They say because anytime you're matriach to make a Pesach Yafeh, so it's still aser. Anyway, Lamais, as I said before, Rabbi Willig is makel that you could open up the box of cereal all the way. You can open up the bag of cereal all the way. In terms of the gluing on top and korea, so that might be telling in those two deos about something that's glued till you get it. We talked about that when we did diapers. But soda cans are a problem. The orange juice tabs, it's a little less clear, right? We still thought maybe that's also Pesach Yafeh, so we probably should avoid that. The Oruch HaShabbos said something funny that I didn't understand about the orange juice tabs. He thought that it's the same shaila as opening up the plastic bottle caps, but I didn't understand that, but I might not have understood his metzias. L'chore, those are different. All right, I have to go. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will pick up on Tuesday. Everyone should learn the sugya also. We're going to do Kippol Begadim. So we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about Kippol Talis and the like. And then we're going to move on to Ohel. A couple more Binyan things, and then we'll move on to Ohel. We'll talk about Binyan Be'ochlin, sushi, cheese, and the like. Okay, have a good night.
Thank you.